be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, he went up according to the festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem. But his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When I graduated from Princeton, I showed my mother my diploma. She was not impressed. She said, "I hope you don't become one of those smart know-it-alls." Now, why would my mother say that on my graduation day, the day of the great, great milestone? Because many years before I went to Princeton, I was enrolled in the school of Mary Grover in Norwood, Massachusetts. 5 of us went to the school. In the school, we learned how to be humble, how to be grateful and generous. We learned that dialogue and communication was always a source of understanding and knowledge, rather than just tweaking off our own opinions. We learned that never allow bad people and bullies to take away the good nature that we were given. So when Jesus was 12 years old, Mary and Joseph found him in the temple. The temple, house of God the Father, home of the greatest scholars of the law and the teachers of theology. And what parent would not just love to enroll his son or daughter into the Harvard University of the ancient world? But Mary and Joseph took him away, brought him back to Nazareth. Nazareth? What's in Nazareth? I'll tell you what's in Nazareth. The school of Mary. What do you think Jesus learned to be kind and to sinners and tax collectors and eat with them? He wouldn't have learned that at the temple. Where did Jesus learn to go in a synagogue on a Sabbath and cure a woman who was hunched over for 18 years? You think he would have learned that from one of the teachers in the temple? No, he learned that in the school of Mary. Where did Jesus learn to take off his outer coat, wrap a towel around his waist, and wash his disciples' feet just hours before he was arrested and tried? What do you think he learned that? Not from the teachers in the temple. He learned that from the school of Mary. And where did Jesus learn to say on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do"? Jesus' death wish. Who would have learned that from anybody in the temple or in a synagogue? No, he learned that from the school of Mary in Nazareth. That's where he grew wisdom, age, and grace. And when Jesus was on the cross, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." Do you know what Jesus just did? He just enrolled another disciple into the school of Mary. Now we're celebrating the feast of Holy Family. To us it's a great feast day, but to us it means that we've been enrolled.